Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we discuss Erica's doppelganger on All My Children, Brooke and Thomas are rescued on B&B, Sammy shoots fake Rafe on Days, Constance Towers returns to General Hospital, Abby runs Tucker over on Y&R, and Mad Mad Marty on One Life to Live. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Welcome.
Hello.
Reagan, welcome.
Hi.
And Mel, welcome. Hey. I've given up even trying to figure out our hellos.
Hey.
Y'all don't know what I'm going to come up with next. Hush.
Well, before we dive into things, we want to give a big congratulations to all those nominated for Daytime Emmy Awards. We will be having an episode in the future where we discuss them. But let's dive into some of the big topics of the week in terms of storylines. How about let's start with Mad Mad Marty, because on Twitter.
It's just Mad Marty, Lou.
Well, at this point, it's Mad Mad Marty.
It's just Mad
on Twitter, Marty. Some of you were showing out about her. Mel?
It was amazing. Just amazing. I love watching Marty lose her very last marble and stab Kelly and throw Natalie.
Oh, I love that part.
Oh, thank you. What's her name? I think it's Jay Roby. She made me a gif of it on Twitter. Thank you so much. So I could just watch it in a loop all the time. It was wonderful. Susan Haskell is killing this right now. All of her acting choices, just everything. It just makes me smile at the screen and crack up because Marty is hilarious and she is crazy, crazy, crazy. So I can't wait to see what she do next week. I'm excited.
Reagan?
I'm going to admit something that I probably should admit. I was like 15 episodes behind on One Life to Live, and I knew this was all coming up, and I sat there and watched 15 hours of One Life to Live to catch up to see Mad Marty, and
did
it was...
you say you were fit? No.
Yeah,
you
I just...
Listen.
There was an Easter, so I mean, that's...
Reagan don't need you to be her backup singer. Reagan got this. You had 15 behind, Reagan!
Listen, I got a new job. It's been kicking my ass. I've been going to bed at like 8:30 every night. I've been exhausted.
You sound like you need Epsom. Like 8 o'clock. Oh,
was it worth it, Reagan? Was it worth it?
Oh my God, it was worth it. I was like, every minute I had in front of a TV, I was pulling up that DVR. Even if I watched 5 minutes of an episode, to keep going so I could get caught up and so I could just watch her go. She was amazing. It was so great. I kept thinking to myself, and they canceled this show.
I know.
Oh, I know.
My God.
I was dying.
Didn't anyone think Marty was channeling Molly Shannon's character from SNL, Mary Catherine Gallagher, superstar, with that pose after she tossed Gallagher
up off that's my new avatar on Twitter.
Yes, I want that because she, you know, that was like when she said, wow, I was like superstar. I'm like, oh my God.
It was like the best thing ever.
I was like, Mary Catherine Gallagher. I thought that was hilarious. I was dying. I kept rewinding it over and over.
Okay. Go ahead, Julie.
Like, you know, I'm just thinking the best storyline One Life could tell, and Jamie's all about drama. He ain't here to, you know, defend himself, but he's all about the drama. Have Marty kill Natalie, the pathos.
Yes.
You think?
No. Natalie needs to live.
No, Natalie to die.
You stay over there and moderate a role. Think about it. Vicky's known Marty. Reagan, you can back me up with this. You know. Vicky's known Marty her entire life because La Bouya Base used to be the Saybrook house before Marty's drunk aunt, no good aunt, Kiki squandered her inheritance. Mm-hmm. Vicky's always looked at Marty pretty much like a daughter since both she and Vicky's daughter Megan had lupus. And I noticed they don't really mention Marty's lupus anymore. You notice that, Reagan?
Yeah.
It's like her lupus don't cure. She been healed. But anyways, the drama would be epic. Someone who Vicky's family considered sort of kind of a quasi-family member kills one of their own. The drama behind that would be amazing. But I digress. Go on, Mel.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I like what Marty said about Kelly. Natalie's all in her, oh my God, you killed Kelly. Where's Kelly? Where is she? She goes, with God, I would hope. It was like, and I'm like, oh, Marty.
The one-liners were just fantastic.
Please stay forever.
Well, this was a very busy week for One Life to Live. We got to see Jess's new personality, Wes. What'd you think, Reagan?
When she pulled on that stocking hat and turned all butch on us, I was like, oh, I forgot about this Wes character. And then I was like, God, I wish we could all forget about this Wes character.
Why?
And
that was one time I wish soaps from different networks can cross, can leap on different networks. I was just hoping Stefano just injected all of us with something in our brain like he did Rafe so we can forget Wes. I'm sorry, and it's just the one thing I do not like on One Life right now. This whole Wes crap is just no, and I don't like it. No.
Why does Jessica need another alter?
No.
Why? I don't understand. I think, yes, sometimes Wes has a few funny lines when he was trying to hit on, what's her name, Katie? Help me. Aubrey. Aubrey and... God damn it, I remember it's Katie, okay? Anyways, trying to hit on Rama and Aubrey, but I just, in the back of my mind was always, why does she need another alter? Why is this necessary? If the show is truly wrapping up in January, why? Why? That's all I want to know.
There's no point.
I know. We don't give a damn about Wes. Like, don't make...
We just want... When it comes down to it, when it comes to Jessica and her many personalities, we want Tess to be blended with Jessica.
They've wanted Wes for a while, though, and they're taking this opportunity to write him. That's all.
Well, let's talk about another opportunity. What did you guys think of TV Guide's article implying that maybe, just possibly, Clint could end up with Matthew's heart? Reagan, I know on Instant Messenger you had some interesting reaction.
Well, I just want to... You know, the show's ending, and I get people have to die, but kill off people we don't care about.
Well, but they didn't say for sure he was going to die. They
but
just sort
it's
of
strong. It's
could.
Being strongly implied, and it makes sort of sense, I suppose. But I don't know.
Natalie.
Well, does not need to get Natalie's
if,
heart.
If Natalie! It turns out to be true, then I'm going to be pissed off because Eddie Alderson is a fantastic younger actor.
Yeah.
And what's even more tragic is that little kid who's playing Jack.
I was just
going to
say, we already lost Carmen Laporto. So.
Exactly. So you want to get rid of, one of the other very strong male younger actors on this show? I'm not really understanding here. I would rather kill off all the fours, which hurts because I like to look at Bobby, but kill the all them off and get rid of Destiny and
ooh,
all of,
you, ooh.
Yep, I said
that's
get rid of
Jillian's girl.
Anyways, and I'd rather just keep Matthew and Star and bring back Langston, and then I'll be fine.
Jillian, I've been saving this one for you. God. Roger Howarth.
Ah! Was so excited. Guys, back! I was so happy. Ah, I did a fist pump Jersey Store shout. I was like, whatever. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Although, I have my own takes on how this storyline could have gone. We'll see how this is going to go, but I love it. My boy is back. Oh, love it, love it, love it. I'm just, just don't know, but I just don't like the setup of it. I will say this. I don't like the setup of it. He's in some room with some dude talking like he's reading right off of his script or some cue card about the program. I'm like, what is this, Aegis?
There's been a lot of day player characters reading off of cue cards. If I have to see
he's talking about them.
Rex and Gigi's doctor.
He's talking about
don't worry. Oh. From the spoilers next week, you won't.
Thank
Ooh,
God.
Nice. Anymore.
I'm just like, I'm like, what is this storyline? Is this Alias meets One Life? I don't like the setup. I really don't like the setup of it. It's almost as if, like, Todd was, like, on some secret mission. I don't know anything. I mean, they may, One Life may pull a fast one Who knows? But it seems like Todd is on some secret mission or something, and he's supposed to give up the goods or something. This is just speculation on my part. And I'm like, if that's how it's going, Todd ain't never been one to take one for the team. I'm like, give me a break here, but whatever, I digress. But I'm so excited, my Roger is back! Ah, Roger.
Reagan, you and I are fans of Trevor St. John. What did you think?
It's exciting to see him, no doubt. Anybody who's been a long time One Life to Live fan and remember the days of Roger in his heyday.
Yes!
No, it's exciting to see him with that scar on his face and remember the good old days. Anyone who saw him post Todd Manning, Dawson's Creek and such, knows that
as the world turns,
he hasn't had those heydays in quite some time. So I'm optimistic, cautiously optimistic, that it's going to be a fantastic story, but like Jillian said, so far this setup seems a little suspect. Todd isn't going to go out and be on some mission for the greater good. Todd's greater good has always been and should always be himself.
Yes.
And nobody else. So I'm wondering what this is all about.
I mean, and maybe, and Vicky at some point, and Vicky and Jessica, I'll just say that, like, Todd don't like you messing with his kids.
He loves his kids, he cares about the people around him, and at times surprises you about who he sort of fights for and, you know, gives his attention to and whatnot, but Todd's still always out for number one,
yeah,
and it always benefits him in some manner. So, I mean, unless, you know, he's been brainwashed or something, or, you know, Trevor St. John's version of Todd has been blackmailing him with hurting his family. I mean, I don't know. So,
yeah, because, you know, I was hoping, you know, this is just me. I was just hoping, like, you know, when I heard that he was coming back, I'm like, maybe they'll do something where when Todd was getting shot, I'm like, maybe he'll be shot in the face and they'll give him his old face back.
He didn't go hunting with Dick Cheney.
Oh, God.
Never mind. You know, I don't need no backup singer, dude. I got this. That's just my personal take. Instead of ruining Trevor's Todd that we've all grown to love, they should just do something where Trevor's Todd, I don't like how they're going to be ruining Trevor's Todd version, because everybody's grown to love him, including myself, and come to accept him in the role of Todd. They should just do something where, like, this Todd has shot his face off or something like that, or I don't know, maybe this Todd had a twin or something, and this one was brainwashed to be the twin. I mean, we don't really like brainwashing storylines and all that jazz these days, but I'd rather see that happen than have some grifter pretending to be Todd all those years. Mm-hmm. If they're going that way with Roger being back as Todd. So
let's talk about B&B for a bit. Brooke and Thomas have been rescued after their berry time on the island.
No.
Jillian, what did you think of their return to Los Angeles and their rescue?
Lame, like your transition? No. I'm glad they're off that stupid island now. I mean, that Barry storyline sucked. I'm sorry, like, B&B is firing on all cylinders, and that's where you go? It's like, Brad, we know you do the hokey, but dial it in. Like, this ain't the time to be doing that when they canceling folk left, right, and center, even though you got a contract. But I did not like that. It was, Luke likes to gripe about CGI. Their CGI for that Barry storyline was beyond ridiculous.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was, oof.
And but the thing about this whole storyline that had me rolling this last week is Taylor. Taylor's there helping Ridge search for her son and Brooke, and The moment that they are rescued, Ridge goes to her for medical advice. Now, granted, she did have to take some medical classes, but by the end of the week, she's also showed up on Brooke's doorstep, offering to help her and counsel her through her trauma. And I'm thinking to myself, for the love of God, if I was Brooke, even if I had been stranded on an island for 3 years and had just come back, there would be no way in hell I would let Taylor help me at all.
I know that's right. Now, that's something I'll co-sign with you with that. Because I'm like, bitch, you only doing that to save your own, to make yourself look endearing to Ridge. You ain't slick. I'm just like, no. But I'm so glad that Barry's storyline is over and done with. I just thought it was ridiculous. You like to harp about CGI soaps. I'm sorry. I'm going to go here and say it. No soap has mastered the art of CGI. None. I don't remember any soap. I don't think of any soap mastering. I can't think of any soap, I should say, mastering CGI. They suck at CGI. They suck. Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe Y&R, maybe with Adam, you know, that barn scene. When he and Sharon were like trapped in that barn, but
the only time that it's been somewhat well was a few of the tornado scenes on All My Children, but most of those weren't even good. There was just like a couple of those scenes that might have been okay, but other than that,
see, I said mastered, but I'm glad the Barry storyline is over. But I will give you this because you always like to try to get some spoilers out.
I was about to ask you about some of those.
Yeah. Watch for Thomas to be a little turncoat bastard. Thomas really let me down with this one now. This is the little juice I'm going to give you. You know, we all wondered if Thomas and Brooke did anything on that island. They didn't do anything on the island, okay? They haven't done anything. It's the Berries. But everyone assumes that she's done something. Thomas knows they haven't done anything. Taylor's made that big announcement, her skanky self, that she wants to be back with Ridge, even though she's married. Ho.
Hi, Smitty.
Exactly. that was funny. Stephanie, I'm like, damn, Stephanie is back. Everybody who wants La Foresta back, she's back. Stephanie goes to Thomas, and she uses this as an opportunity. She goes to Thomas and is like, I will help you out at Forrester if you do this for me. So Thomas lies about what happened on that island. And Rook is like, that's not true. And Ridge, being the dumbass that he is, slonky, see, slonkies can be dudes too. I'm universal with that. To all the haters who don't like that word, I'm like, I'm universal with that too, idiot. Ridge doesn't believe that Thomas would lie about what he's lying about, so he takes Thomas's word, and it's all because he wants something at Forrester. And I think that I'm like, wow, Thomas is, I'm like, I cannot believe Thomas would do that, considering Brooke has been his supporter and his champion when Ridge wanted to toss him out of that company and stop him from design. I think that's really foul of Thomas, but it does make you wonder if all along Thomas was plotting this all along.
I think he has, because he's been very calculated in everything he's done, because he's been resentful since Steffi got the shares and he didn't.
It makes you see, and that's what it makes me wonder. You know, I said a long time ago, I wondered if Thomas matched a plot to himself. You know, I can get something from Forrester, and at the same time, screw Brooke and my father over. And what if this is one of this? What if this is it? I mean, I can't.
If it is, and he is a master plotter.
Yeah, but I doubt it is. But I just,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, I'm like.
Okay, let's talk about someone who isn't a master plotter. Tawny. For the love of God.
What do you mean she isn't? She is. What are you?
Watching her this last week try to send text messages to Liam was one of the most painful things I had to watch this week in soaps, and there were several painful things to watch this week in soaps. I have come to the conclusion after my many years of loving Amber that if something does not happen quick, Amber is going to be on my shit list, because this is just ridiculous. What they are doing with this character is pathetic. aesthetic.
Yeah, it's like Brad, you know, she's an old... She's not an old woman, but she's not a teenager anymore. You know what I mean? Like, these antics and shenanigans should stop with Amber's doing now. Like, it's like...
And the fun thing that I remember about Amber on B&B is her mixing it up with the Foresters.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoy. I mean, at least then she was going after Rick, and she was causing Bridget problems, and she her connection with Stephanie, and it's just like now she's in this thing with Liam and Oliver and Hope, and well, and she's been in it for a while now, but still, come on, Brad, get her out of this atrocious storyline.
I don't mind it because it's, you know, I don't, okay, when I, let me clarify that, like, the storyline is not atrocious, it's just an updated version of it. Everyone seems to be doing their thing, but it's like every time Brad finally gets his girl back, or, you know, every time he gets to write her, she's always doing the same thing. She's done the same thing over and over and over again. To me, it makes me wonder if Brad thinks of her as like this new generation's version of Brooke. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. I mean, if you are thinking of her as this new version of Brooke, come up with a new storyline instead of the same tired-ass storyline of Amber trying to pin her baby on some dumb kid again. You know what I mean?
Well, let's talk about All My Children for a bit. The week ended with an explosion and doppelgangers.
Because we love them so well.
Yes. Reagan.
Yeah.
This last week, Erica Kane came face to face with her doppelganger, so appropriately named Jane Doe.
Oh! I can't! I got to go up!
It's like, click, turn it off, because... Go out with some originality, at least.
Well, I will give them a little bit of credit, because had All My Children not been canceled, I would almost be willing to bet they would have drug this out significantly longer. And the fact that they were have already taken and blown things up and had the reveal take place gives me hope that what short amount of time we still have left with All My Children can be saved. But the problem with All My Children is that it wasn't good before the news was announced in terms of their major storylines. There were little glimmers of hope here and there, but it wasn't good. So now as you're watching everything going on All My Children, knowing that it's going to end in September, and then turning around and watching One Life to Live, where everything is firing on all cylinders, it's just been painful to watch All My Children from, and especially this doppelganger storyline, because all of a sudden, and we're going to get to this in a bit. It's not as bad as, but it's reminding me of having Christian Alfonso do Nighttime Hope, and we have Crystal Chappelle with a pill problem, and it just seems like, okay, I understand that Susan Lucci can have a doppelganger and it's something new for her, but seriously, this is almost as bad an idea as her being a showgirl in Vegas.
It's just, when I say go out with some originality, give the character a freaking name. Come up with something better than Jane Doe, at least.
Well,
I mean,
at least that's what she told her. We'll see how...
Yeah, that's true, but the storyline's bad enough as it is. It's just... It's terrible. Go back to just telling some good old classic soap stories that aren't about stupid, evil Erica Kane twins or whatever they are. Just get back to what All My Children is all about. Go out on a high note for a change.
Well, and this next week, Katie McClain is returning, so we will see how that all develops.
She'll probably eat a poison banana muffin this time.
I did find myself a little bit surprised watching All My Children this week because, as listeners know, I have not been a fan of White Randy, a.k.a. Madison.
I'm sorry. It makes me laugh every time I hear it.
What did he say? Sorry.
He called that girl
White
Stephanie
Randy.
Gouchet.
Oh, yeah. White Randy. Black Randy. Yeah.
I haven't been a big fan of White Randy, and this week watching her, though, with Scott in the hospital... Maybe it was Daniel Cosgrove and the fact that I just like him as an actor. And even though Scott has never been one of my favorite characters, seeing Scott with Madison, I don't know. I sort of liked her this week, and I found myself a little bit surprised. It just is always a reminder that when you're watching these soaps, the impressions that you hold for a character over a long time can change on occasion, and I tend to, my opinions about characters often don't, and so I found myself a little bit surprised that, at least for a moment, I found myself liking Madison, the Madison and Scott scenes. Reagan.
Yes.
I don't even know how to address this next part, but Griffin, Kendall, and Ricky. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know that Torsten K is coming back.
Ronnie, Robbie, Ricky, and I, Ralph.
Like, girl, who cares who you like?
Oh my god.
But, candy girl. My world.
Really sad when that's more interesting than watching some of the stuff on screen. Ricky.
Ricky Bob.
I just thought to myself, okay, we need to kill off Ricky ASAP, because by the time he got to the point in the week where he's replacing Zach's face with his in pictures of Kendall and the kids, I was just like,
shit,
for the
isn't
love
it?
Of God.
I just hate, I have not liked him from the get-go.
I didn't like him on GH.
Yeah, I didn't like him on GH either. He's just... Yeah, the only time I don't find him creepy is when he's in the State Farm commercial.
You gonna cast him?
I mean, I found him creepy on General Hospital. I find him creepy on All My Children, and it's not just his character. When he's trying to sell me insurance, I don't find him all that creepy. But I just don't like it at all. I'd rather see Torsten come back, give the fans, you know, their little Kendall... what's his name? Zendel. Sorry, reunion, and then let her be a little conflicted between Griffin and Zach, and you know, like, just get rid of the creepy dude. It's a little silly now. I mean, Zach's not even dead. He didn't really kill him, so let's just move along.
Look, we don't know how Zach died. You see old girls back after eating the poison frittata, so...
Yeah.
Jesse was a ghost, and he'd been alive now for, what, 2-3 years?
Yeah.
That glutton for punishment, Kate McClain, they killed Dixie with a doggone pancake. She did that 10 times.
By that standard, Jillian needs to return and take Ryan away.
Yeah, Jillian can come back.
Don't make me cry.
And take Ryan and
Greenlee can end up with
Leo. Come back. You know,
that would be fantastic.
I was just watching an old scene. Megan, tell me you remember this. Remember when Greenlee was trying to keep Ryan and Jillian apart, and they found out, and they had that throwdown in that loft, and Leo and Ryan broke it up.
Yes.
Oh, I just watched it. I watched it last night. I wanted to die. I'm like, oh.
Yes.
It's been a long time
that
since
bitch
All My Children was that enjoyable.
Yes, it gets scrapped.
I mean, I loved it even when, like, Jillian caught Ryan and Greenlee in the stables. I mean, all these, like, little things that was a good triangle. That's when you kind of were like, okay, maybe Ryan and Greenlee would kind of work. But she only worked as angst for Jillian and...
Yes.
Yes.
So... what you really need to do is just, you know, kind of when it's ending, have Jillian, either Ryan see somebody who looks like Jillian and him take off after her, sorry, and then have Leo come back and take Greenlee away, or, you know, where he's been hiding out and he comes to finally get her to take her to be with him. And that's... Ryan's taken off after this girl who looks like Jillian, who he thinks is Jillian, you know, something to that effect.
As much as I love that idea, I don't think there's enough time. But my God, would it be fantastic.
Well, that's the way they need to write those two.
Oh, like, absolutely. Ryan and Greenlee do not need to be together in the end.
No.
Jillian, let's talk about Days for a little bit.
No. No!
I second that. That show, God.
Ow, God!
Has it been bad or what?
Oh, God damn. How in the world? I mean, Jillian said it best. How in the world did Dina Higley get a nomination for writing? It's like...
And One Life and GH.
I mean, Guza definitely deserves one over Dina Higley. I said, the sky is falling I'm going underground for cover.
I was like, you know, I know a lot of GH fans are happy, but I'm like, come on now, y'all. Let's be real. Let's come on real. You know, who watches them all? Let's be fair here. Forget your hate about Guza and forget it being Gangsta Hospital over there.
Yeah.
Dina Higley over Bob Guza? And Dina Higley over Ron Carlavati. Does not what I'm like. Oh Lord, the
does
ratchet.
Not compute.
What?
Well,
does not compute.
And speaking of which, let's talk about Carly and her little drug problem.
Yeah.
Carly on drugs now. You see, that's why I stopped watching this show.
It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I realize that Guiding Light had terrible sets, but sometimes I almost think that Crystal Chappelle had better scripts on Guiding Light. And that's saying something.
Yeah, hell it is, boy. Ooh.
It's like, come on, give Crystal Chappelle something better. This woman deserves better than a pill storyline.
She's like, look, I can only Chappelle so much now, damn it. I can't do it all. It's like... Ooh, Lord have mercy. I'm like, really? This is all stemming because of her breakup with Bo, and what else? What else is this stemming from?
Well, and then you have Jennifer.
I'm like,
and Daniel.
And Daniel, and it's just...
Dr. Harry, man.
Dr.
Yeah,
Harry
he should
Chiss.
Be on, instead of Teen Wolf, mid-40s Wolf.
No.
No. But I digress. The other thing that's happened this last week... was that Sammy finally shot fake Rafe. Now, granted, it was in the shoulder, and
Rafe.
it wasn't as good as some of her previous shooting of people, but at least we're finally able to move this storyline along. But, of course, real Rafe still doesn't remember the love he once shared for Sammy. But is it too much to admit that...
What are you talking about? They are.
Seeing them together again... Sammy is one of those characters where I'm always so conflicted. I like her with Lucas, I like her with EJ, and I like her with Rafe. And every time she's in a scene with one of them, I think that I like her with that person most, and I can't ever make up my mind. But seeing them together this last week was fun again. Jillian, what are you thinking of how this storyline is progressing now that EJ and Stefano think that they've gotten off Scott clean, other than Nicole, of course.
Scott clean? Or Scott
other than
free?
Nicole. Because they, well, Scott free, okay. Because other than Nicole blackmailing them, they think that fake Rafe is out of town.
I don't care for the storyline. I feel bad for Joe Mascolo, James Scott. I really feel bad for Galen Garen because he's doing double duty with this bull. And I feel bad for Allie Sweeney. I mean, y'all got one of the hottest dames in the game on your show and in TV, period. Doing doppelgangers? This is bull. We don't like doppelgangers, Dina. Like, get it together, you hack. Like, ugh, this, I don't like it at all. I'm glad that it's over because, well, we don't know if it's over since she nicked that fool in his arm. I'm just not liking this at all. I mean, of course it's going to be Rafe and Sammy versus the Damaras. I mean, come on now. We all know where this is going. It's going to be good. I'm just going to chalk it up to good acting. I don't know what the storyline's going to be like. I'm going to chalk it up to good acting. It's going to be powerful when it's all played out, when Sammy confronts them all. I'm just not feeling the storyline. The storyline just bites, man. Like, ugh, give me a break.
Reagan?
Your whole recap of that storyline was wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. Up until the point of you saying Allison Sweeney has chemistry with all of her male counterparts, because she does. She has really good chemistry with Lucas, with Rafe, with EJ. She does. She plays really well against them. But other than that, it was wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. It sucks. Get done with it, move on, and cut your losses. Because
but the problem is that this show continues to have a series of stinkers for storylines, and you say let's get this over with and move on, but it just seems like whatever we move on to is just as bad or possibly worse than the one that preceded it.
That's true, but we got a 50-50 chance of it being good. So
well,
I say.
Well.
I think maybe 80-20.
I say let's
20-80 chance of being good.
I say let's risk it because this sucks. We know for sure that this sucks, so let's risk it.
You know, I would have said though.
You know, I'm not sure I want to go gambling. No.
I would have said 50-50 if Chris Whitesell was still there, but he over at Y&R now, so. I would have said that because I don't care what Dina says. I believe Chris was right and all the good stuff that we were seeing when Days was dominating in the ratings. This last year, this Juju is all, it just has Dina written all over it. And it's like, girl, you peeing on trees is for naught because this sucks. The storyline bites, man. Like, I don't understand it. I feel so bad for these actors. This is not the time for you to be testing out theories and shit like that when soaps are getting killed faster than I don't know what.
Reagan, what have you thought of Tamara Braun as Taylor?
She's fine. I don't know. I mean, Natalia was okay, other than I have my own hangups about Natalia in general.
Shut up. I don't want you to hear you say what you're going to say. Shut up.
You the breathing.
So evil.
I'm still trying to figure out the need or the reason behind the recast, but whatever. She's great. She's a good actress. I love her. I do. I like her real feisty. So, I mean.
Okay. If that is not the most ringing endorsement of someone I've ever heard.
I don't know. I'm EJ all, okay, Nicole, we're done. We can be done now, and you can see Sydney whenever you want. We're done. Just so I can bang your sister without any guilt on my head. I mean, it's just, that is,
EJ just want to be, I don't think it's because he wants to.
EJ's a hoe.
Yeah.
I don't think it's because he wants to just bang her with no guilt. I just think he does not really love Nicole anymore, and he's like fallen.
He never loved her in the first place. So what the hell does he care?
I think he did, because that's why it hurt him so much when, like, you know, she pulled that baby crap on him.
Well, okay, way back then,
maybe.
That's
what I'm saying, when he married her this time.
Oh, yeah. He just wants to be with the woman he loves.
Well, I was very happy when TV Guide reported this last week that Constance Towers is returning to General Hospital as Helena.
You were doing little mini backflips. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It wasn't backflips, but I might have been dancing just a little bit in my chair.
Yeah, please. You know, you did the stanky leg. See, Smitty?
You realize they're just doing...
I know.
Somewhat of a solid by bringing her back as they get rid of pretty much the Cassidyde family.
I know. But I'm trying to make lemonade out of lemons because I love Helena and Constance Towers. And even though Nicholas is going to be gone and Alexis will be my last bastion.
Oh, Alexis is a fake Cassidyde.
Shut up. You might be able to say that about Sam, but don't you dare.
If Alexis is a Cassidyde, then Sam is one too.
I'm not saying that Alexis's daughter.
Biology doesn't make her a Cassidyde. Yes, she is, but she doesn't act like a Cassidyde.
There you go. I get what you say. Ooh, he said, shut up to me.
Well,
he gonna key your car, girl.
What did you guys think of Brenda's baby storyline, Mel?
He is my son, okay? My son. Why is Carly there and not me? He is my son.
That's what I think of that. I just wanted Jack to tell her, maybe because you are a raging lunatic. It might be the reason why you're not there.
That and the fact that you are yelling at other people to find the quote-unquote son that you lost. You lost him. You wasn't paying no attention to that baby. So it makes me angry. Brenda, I have to fast forward some of Brenda's scenes because it just gets to be too much.
Sometimes.
I mean, Mel ain't gonna, you leave her alone. I'm sorry, but this incarnation of Brenda just bites it. Like, I don't know what it is about writers. When they finally get their muses back, they suck donkey with them. And this is like, this was Guza's girl. It's like, come on, Guza, bring it together now. And Vanessa ain't, you know, I'm not even gonna throw Guza all the way under the bus. Vanessa ain't bringing her A game either. This whole and loud talking and scrunching up her face and jive is just not working for us. It's like, girl, please. We love bitchy Brenda. We don't like this kumbaya yoga doing heifer. Give me a break now. I'm just ready for Franco and the Balkan, the Snalkin, and what's that crazy the one who just got sprang out of the pokey? What's his name?
Oh, Zakara.
Anthony.
Zakara. I want the crazy the kid. I want them all to kidnap her now because she's. This is just not. You yelling and acting a fool. Shut up, girl. You just. Nessa, you just ain't bringing it.
So, Reagan, what do you think of Sam's attempts to get pregnant?
Shut up. But, it's not the miracle baby that you wanted.
No, it's not. I can't. I mean, she had a medical procedure, so I can't go crazy over the fact that she's going to have a miracle baby. But I don't know. It's whatever. It is what it is. They were going to have them have a baby any way possible. But so be it.
I don't like the fact that this is what thing I I'm equal opportunity, y'all. I don't like the fact, and real Sam and Jason fans, come on now, y'all have to admit, them having her have a baby with Jason right now, it is a slap in the face of Jason having a child with Liz, period. They're trying to make it look like, they're trying to, you cannot replace a kid that, you grew to love. That you cannot replace one kid with another one.
That's, I blame Carly.
What?
Carly's the one who put this thing back in Sam's mind again.
Oh, shut up.
No, they were going to do it whether or not.
There's no way to better to help someone get over the grief.
Don't put that on Carly.
Carly,
It wasn't.
Carly and her meddling.
No, it wasn't. This is before Jake got ran over. They did this, so hush. I just don't like the fact that they're trying to pimp it as Sam's going to give you another baby and Jason's going to be like, oh, okay, let's, we're all happy. That's they're not doing any. You're doing a disservice to Sam and Jason fans, and you're doing a disservice to Liz and Jason fans. You cannot replace one kid with another one. It's like, that's the message of the story now, Goozy? Mm-mm. What you doing?
Well, Jillian, I also wanted to ask you about Patrick, Robin, and Lisa.
Robin and Patrick, I love it!
It's a good story. This is a good story.
It's good.
They're pulling the okey-doke on that slow-ass Lisa. Sorry, Disco Dan. Dan's our intern who's all pro-Lisa. Whatever. My girl said she ain't a
dumb. I like me some Lisa.
You hush up. You hush it. You hush. I'm not talking to you no more, Mel. You just...
Sorry. I like Lisa.
Dead to me, Mel.
She plays crazy well.
Very well.
She knows.
Has finally come up. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, the girl has finally come up with acting. I'm not disputing that. She does play crazy well. Before, I was ready for a mob bullet to take that hoe out. It sucked, but she's just doing it up now. I'm not crazy like Dad, who thinks she's better acting than Kimberly McCullough. It's like, okay, Dan, you need to stop drinking that corn liquor. But I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love the fact that they're pulling a fast one on Lisa. It's like, thank you, Jesus. Because Anna and Robert's child would not be slow to let this girl do this to her. But what do y'all think of Sean and Carly?
Ooh, they are sexy.
That is like marshmallow in chocolate and fondue.
God, he did not.
He's melted chocolate on her marshmallow.
They are hot. I feel like Jax and Carly were finally Carly's like real adult relationship finally. So I'm still like sad that they're
not me
done though. Smug. But yeah, they are hot. I will give you.
Be fondue.
No.
Okay, let's talk about Y&R. Mel, I'm going to you first. Already? Because I know of your burning, passionate love for Jana. She's finally dead. Did you throw a party?
No, she shook a tambourine. She was all, praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. She's dead. And I might have had a little drink to celebrate. But she's like,
no, you're so evil.
Of course I'm happy she's dead. She should have been dead years ago.
Oh, that's funny. I love it. I love it. Oh, yeah.
Didn't I do the stinky leg on a podcast for that? I think I did.
Yes, you did. You did. Yeah. Ew. Don't do that again. No.
Let's have you do a replay.
No, don't do that again.
How about they can go listen to it on iTunes and DaytimeConfidential.com?
Bam! There you go.
You'll have to look up the episode because I don't know which one it's on. I'm a little bit interested to see where things go for Kevin and Chloe after this, because watching this last week, having done the interview with Michael Muni, where he said that Adam and Chloe might be a fun pair, I couldn't watch.
I like that idea.
Chloe with Kevin and not think about it. And I've liked Kevin and Chloe together, but Adam and Chloe would be so much more fun.
I think Chloe would have Adam be playful. I mean, Adam is playful sometimes too. I mean, when, you know, he all flirting with that with Leslie when he's being hauled off to jail. But Chloe would really have him funny, and with Kevin thrown in the mix, Adam will still have that edge to him, because I don't know what planet y'all are from, but Kevin's still Kevin Creepy Fisher. Let's be real here.
That's a whole lot of crazy in one relationship.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
I love the fact that Billy always brings it up when Chloe's like, Kevin is not like these. He's like, girl, what crack are you smoking? That boy tried to roast my niece. Or was that Jan? I get it all confused. But, you know, that Adam would still have his edge. But, you know, I know you a Shadam fam.
Well, let's talk about Abby, Ashley, and Tucker. Abby's off to the races.
Abby was a drunk mess this whole week. It was wonderful, and I loved it.
Can I just say, Marcy Ron?
She was fantastic.
I never doubt that she wasn't good. She was good on God and Light.
We just don't want you to do that, because we know how you get when you get a hole of a vixen. Look at Maura West. Look at her!
Maura West is doing good on Y&R.
Whenever we see her, she like the black folks, the first and the fifth. When you get a hold of someone, Luke, stay away from Martha now. We're going to put you in.
I would just like to point out that Greenlee has been on All My Children for a very long time now.
She sucks ass.
Well, but she's still on the
No, she sucks ass. We just said, when you get a hold of a vixen, no.
But anywho, Abby, boy, she floored it when she saw Tucker coming. It wasn't even I'm going to attempt to pause. It was all
Abby is boss. I loved it. She was like, fuck it. I don't care.
Target practice with this here car.
She was at Marcy Ryland, Eileen Davidson. Phenomenal. Those scenes were phenomenal. Ashley slapped the taste out of that girl.
She slapped the alcohol out of her.
I was slapping him. She slapped it so hard, I thought I felt it. I was like, damn!
And then I liked the scenes they had with Tracy, too.
Yes!
Oh, Tracy's wonderful.
Oh, my God! It was amazing. Like, the Abbotts are back. I'm like, keep Tracy around! Because, you know, Tracy, I'm like, Abby is your daughter, and you can't see what's going on. Jack, that is your niece, and you cannot see what's going on. I'll leave Billy alone, because Billy got too much on his plate for him to pick up on what's going on with Abby. Tracy came right there and was like, this girl is crying out for help. You guys need to stop the bull. And she called. I love that she took Jack to task for his shenanigans. She was like, you said you weren't going to do that when you did that with Colleen, and you doing it again. I'm like, oh, I love it. And even Tracy, I'm like, Tracy, you know, Tracy always has an open heart for everyone except for Lauren.
Yeah, except for Lauren.
We understand that.
Yeah.
Tracy ain't feeling Lauren, but she always has an open heart with people. And you notice she said, what if Abby is right about Tucker? What do we know about this man? I'm like, come on now. I'm like, Tracy is like putting the pieces together. I'm like, you're supposed to be smiling, Jack. Jack knows, like, old Tomcat when he sees.
Jack is more interested in getting back at Victor, and that's what it comes down to.
Oh, he's obsessed with it.
Yes! Woo! Them two are. Forget Adam and Victor being a couple. Jack and Victor, we all know where those two be.
Well, speaking of Victor and his couplings, he and Nikki did the deed again, and Diane caught him.
Woo! Look, let me tell you something.
At least it wasn't looking like he was mauling her in the barn.
Yeah. Don't bring that back up. Ugh, Shama Lama. Don't do that. But Ashley told Diane months ago, look, Victor's about two things in life, himself and Nikki. And Nikki, I love it. I love it. They were so good. But did y'all catch the subtext when he was talking? When he was like, it's so right. It feels so good. I was like, my God, are y'all really going there on Y&R? Mm-hmm, like, yes. Did y'all catch that? I was like, oh my God, are y'all really saying that? It made me chuckle because, you know, that's what they used to do back in the day. Who can forget when we saw that ass shot of Brad in the sauna? Come on now. They were so good. One thing, see, this is what kills me. Like, this is what I can give Y&R credit for. Just when you're like, oh my God, I'm loving this couple. This is so good. The chemistry is just amazing. They'll come right there and just blow it all to hell. And you're like, damn that Victor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all, oh my God, I can't believe it. I love it. And then Victor got to open that trap of his. I wanted Nikki to beat him in that chest of his and yank Carlene's heart out.
Yeah, well, those soap characters are always their own worst enemies.
Yeah, Victor is just, I'm like, dude, she's a part of, I'm like, ugh, that just made me so mad. But then I also love to see Nikki with DK. Ah!
Oh. little Nikki.
Yes!
Jillian alluded to it earlier, but Billy and Victoria have had their own set of problems. What did you think of
that
how
girl
that
has just major problems with her hair? I can't stand it.
I've been watching for how long?
I'm sorry. I've been listening to you guys for I don't know how long, bitch about it on this podcast, and now that I finally watch Y&R, I can't focus on anything but her goddamn hair.
It's awful.
Somebody give her a fucking brush. Can't handle it.
Wow, and you a mad girl, but
no, it's terrible. No, it's terrible.
Jamie said that allegedly the rumors in the Zeitgeist are like that Maria is the one that wants her hair to look like that. Child, someone on DC said that they asked the hairstylist who happens to be on Twitter. You know, I guess they kept bombarding him and he finally said something. They were like, they asked him, why you got her hair looking like that? Well, I'm paraphrasing, but they were like, why you got her hair looking like that? And he was like, I don't do her hair. She does that herself. And I'm like, really? They have a stylist on set and you can't, you really can't have the stylist do your hair? Like, what is up with that? Maybe Maria tells her to do it herself so it could have that look, but come on now. I mean, you saw Nikki her damn self. Nikki got some good loving and her hair still looked flawless. Hell, when Ashley was going crazy for Cocoa Puffs, her hair still looked beast. Abby in that fountain, her hair still looked flawless. You crying over Lucy and your hair looks
hell. What's her name was in the middle of cancer and her wig looked flawless.
Hello, I'm serious. I'm like, come on now, that's just ridiculous. But yeah, I was kind of pimped this week, you know.
It was pimped this week. On that note, we would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. Add us as a friend on Facebook. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.